This is Senator Al Simpson. Democrats in Congress think they can even solve violent crimes against women by simply throwing money at the problem. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, as fellow members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, we will soon vote on legislation to combat violent crimes against women. Your plan spends $1.5 billion on social programs to assist women after they've been attacked, but does nothing to stop the crimes from taking place. Ted, once again, you liberals think you can buy your way out of a tough vote. What's your thinking? If you spend enough money, the people will really think you're doing something? Bite the bullet, Ted. Support the Republican bill to order the death penalty for sexual assault murders. Our bill also limits the never-ending appeal process and gives some serious slammer time to anybody who thinks they can get away with it. Makes them think twice.
Come off it, Al. The death penalty doesn't solve anything. It's a feel-good alternative for all you right-wingers looking for simplistic solutions to the festering problem of crime in the streets. The real problem is, you right-wingers aren't willing to put resources where your law and order mouth is. You slash funds for police, prosecutors, courts, and prisons. Then, to cover up your neglect, you beat the drums for capital punishment. As H.L. Mencken once said, for every complex problem, there's a solution that's neat, simple, and wrong. That description fits capital punishment, whether for sex assault murders or any other crime. There's no evidence it deters any criminals. It's tainted with race discrimination, and there's always the danger that innocent persons will be put to death. Your Republican scheme to limit appeals in criminal cases is just as irrational, Al. I say let justice be done, even if it means a few more appeals. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on right-wingers who love to bash the UN. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.